Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Hard to believe, but it's true. When Green Day took the stage in Spain Friday night, they didn't know that 30 minutes earlier someone had died on that stage. This was at a big music festival in Spain where they got a bunch of different things going on. It's one of those festivals that not just has music, but it's got comedy and it's got acrobats and it's got... So they had this aerialist, an acrobat, who fell almost 100 feet to his death during a stunt on this stage. This individual was in a cage above the stage, harness around his waist. It snaps. Bam. Goes to the stage. That's it. Gone. And Green Day's next, ladies and gentlemen.
But they're sequestered off and in some kind of green room. They don't know.
The festival was delayed about 30 minutes, but the organizers of the event decided to move ahead, even though this guy, and it was probably pretty clear to most of the people who were in the audience at the time, this guy just dropped 100 feet. He's probably dead. But they decided to go on with everything. Some concert goers were upset that they decided to continue with it. Others were not and stayed and waited for Green Day. Green Day tweeted out after the show that they had no idea that this was going on, that this had happened. They had no idea. And then they sent out a full statement on their website. Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer, said, "Many of you are wondering why we continue to play our show after the accident. Green Day did not hear about the accident until after our show was over. We didn't even know there was an acrobat performance. We were in a backstage compound about a half mile away from the main festival stage. We were warming up, ready to go. 15 minutes prior, our tour management was told by local authorities to wait to go on stage because there was some sort of security issue. Security issues are a normal occurrence. We were not told why there was some kind of issue, but that's also normal," Billy Joe Armstrong said. "The band didn't sense anything strange. Everything seemed normal," he said. "The crowd and the fans had a good time. It wasn't until they returned to the artist compound after the concert that they heard that the acrobat had died on the stage." He says, "All of us were in disbelief. I don't know why the authorities chose not to tell us. If we had known prior to our performance, we most likely would not have played at all. We are not heartless people."
That's why they didn't tell you.
They wanted the show to go on.
He keeps selling beers.
Yeah, there's money that they want to make.
They don't want to refund all those tickets.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the situation there. All right, now this is weird. Zac Efron says he's really excited about his new role. He's going to be playing serial killer Ted Bundy.
I heard that.
In an upcoming biopic. "Extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile." That's the name of it. That's the name of the movie.
Extremely wicked,
shockingly evil, and vile. The movie will center on...
Is this a Netflix thing or is this a wide-release theater deal?
The movie will center on Ted Bundy's relationship with his girlfriend. It's going to start shooting this fall. I don't know. I guess we'll see how well it goes over. Mark Harmon was great.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Mark Harmon?
Of course we did.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was hard to... Hard to do better than Mark Harmon.
With his little white V-dub bug and stuff.
He was so creepy.
Yeah.
I can't watch him in anything without thinking of Ted Bundy when I see Mark Harmon in any kind of role. All right, and Eddie Money is getting sued. And he just suffered a loss in the ongoing lawsuit brought against him by a former band member. This guy used to be Eddie Money's drummer. This guy is suing Eddie Money, says he was fired by Eddie Money because of his age and physical disabilities, and he also claims that Eddie Money sexually harassed his fiancée. He says Eddie repeatedly made sexual comments and often tried to kiss her on the mouth. The suit claims that during a backstage private party in 2013, Eddie Money sang, "I think I'm in love" to this woman.
Good.
While facing her on stage and unzipping his pants and putting his thumb through his zipper.
He doesn't remember this. He can't be held accountable.
And wiggling his thumb through his zipper and then gyrating his hips and dancing while he wiggled his thumb and sang, "I think I'm in love," to the drummer's fiance. So Eddie Money's being sued for all of that. Chances Eddie Money did not do this?
0%. 0%.
That's the trash.
Eddie for sure. No doubt about it.
I think I'm about to lose a lawsuit is the name of this song.